Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilei Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, Le'ilei Nishmas Isha Gittel Bas Harav Eliezer Monoach. I'd like to entitle this talk as In Defiance of Nature and Natural Cause. And I really think it can serve as a Hanukkah message. You know, one of the biggest obstacles to achieving any real level of bitochon in life is the existence and the constant awareness and involvement of nature, natural causes, things that just seem to be part of the natural course of events. And nature, in a sense, interferes with our ability to trust on a certain level because, well, but this is the teva. This is the way it is, and this would require a shinui hateva, a change of nature. And laws of nature don't easily change. It happened in Mitzrayim. It happened on other occasions in our history, but in the recent millennia, that's not what we see. There is such a thing as natural cause, and therefore it interferes with sometimes our ability to remain confident and even remain hopeful that something is going to happen, because from a natural, from a teva perspective, it seems that it's just minanimna. It's not possible. It requires a blatant miracle. And I think to get beyond this, or at least to be able to get beyond this, may be a critical factor in being able to develop and maintain an ongoing sense of bitochon. And the truth of the matter is that we find that in the Hanukkah episode of what took place, we find some very interesting indications about this alleged thing called nature. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah is very precious. We have to be very careful to be mefarsim the nes, to proclaim it so everybody knows, presume nisa, and through that, and through being the first of the nest of the menorah that the oil burnt for so long, for 8 days, we will be meisif sheva chokel v'leidoyo al hanisim she'osolorom. That will add to the thanks and appreciation for the miracles that Hashem did for us, referring to the miracles of the survival of the Torah, the survival of the Hashmonoim in their battle against this Greek Hellenist superpower, which, according to all natural causes, we should have been decimated. It was a small family, a couple of brothers, a father, and they drove the superpower out of Eretz Israel. So the Maral explains that the Nes HaMenorah, which seems to be the Iker, Kviyas, Aleis, and Es Kavua, Rashi says on Mike Hanukkah, he said the Nes HaMenorah is incontrovertible evidence that nature can be overridden. That Hashem does, has the power, we know, but he overrode the laws of nature. Because according to the Chukei HaTeva, this small little jar of oil could not have possibly filled the menorah and burned consistently for 8 days. That was a shinui hateva, and in a sense, to a suspension of the laws of nature. And he says, from that miracle, we come to realize that the battle that took place was also a miracle. And the point here is a very simple point, because a battle, as lopsided as it may be, the superpower against this small little mishpocha of Hashmonoim, but one could say, with a stretch of the imagination, maybe with a blinding force that doesn't let him see the reality that, oh, this could be Teva too, because maybe they were more cunning, maybe they were better prepared, maybe they had guerrilla warfare, maybe they had strategies which could, maybe they had weapons which were more advanced, who knows what. It's possible to say that it wasn't the nest. In fact, we know in modern history, there were those after the Six-Day War, which after 3 days was really completed, and the next 3 days was cleanup, that surrounded by mortal enemies on all sides, and the enemies had no agenda other than to dump us into the Yam, into the Mediterranean, and yet in 3 days, miraculously beyond anyone's comprehension, the battle was won by Israel. And in fact, with this miracle of miracles, there were those who pronounced publicly, "Lo hayu nisim." There were no miracles. This is our army. This is our prowess. This is our brains. This is our cunning. This is our advanced weaponry. And lo hayu nisim. To see blatant miracles and still to declare that there were no miracles is possible. A battle, okay, we were outnumbered so many times over, but we won. That's Teva. But when you look at the Menorah, there's no explanation in all the Chukei HaTeva that can explain why this little Pach Shemen was able to burn for so many days, 8 days, so much beyond its natural capacity. And that teaches us that we have to look at everything in this world as miraculous. As Nevardikas were known to say all the time, Snishto King Teva. There's no such thing as Teva. Nature doesn't exist. It's all Vashtimt for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all organized, directed, controlled, and Hashgocha. Everything that takes place. And that's critical, because when we feel that there are natural forces working against our needs and our desires, we become very disillusioned and we become even incapacitated to be able to maintain that sense of trust, maintain that sense of hope, maintain that sense of optimism that something's going to happen, because we feel we're going against the stream, we're going in a direction which is connected to Teva, and that's so hard for us to conceive. And when we light the menorah and we remember that this was clearly a nes, and this nes is megaleh, even on things which those who are somewhat tainted or blinded or foolish could call Teva, and then we know that that's not Teva, everything happens not with Teva. And the truth of the matter is, that's the Rambam's Loshen in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, because the Rambam says that the Yevonim pained, they pained, and they caused us great suffering and all kinds of difficulties. Ad Sherichem Aleihem Rekeav Yiseihem Vehishiyon Vehitzilam Del Hashem had Rachmanus on us and saved us from the Yevonim. And then Govru B'nei Chashmonoim, Chashmonoim won the battle, and the Hitzilun Es Yisrael, and they saved the Klal Yisrael. The question is, who did it? And it says, the Rambam says, in one breath, that Hashem saved them. Then in the same breath, he says, that the Klal Yisrael saved them. And obviously, the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanus on us, and we are saved, that it's done, and he controls it. And yes, it looks like on the outside that the Chashmonoim did it. And yes, he is even willing to credit them for their efforts as if they did it. But the reality is the reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it controls everything that happens. Everything happens b'hashgocha elyono. And as the Navarik has said, Nishtokin Teva, we can't allow Teva to interfere with our ability to put our trust in Hashem. Now, part of the strength of the ability to cope or to measure up to this alleged teva and to be able to maintain our hope and our betochen, despite the fact that teva seems completely against us, is to remember two very famous quotes which can really help us. Chazal say, "Afilu cheref chodo munach al tzavaro shel odem, al yimna atzlo min harachamim." Shai shalom min harachamim. The sword to be lying on the back of his neck. That's it. It's all over. The next split second, and he slits the neck. But don't give up. Don't withhold. Don't be meyayish from rachamim, because rachamim b'shmaya can come. And everything can turn around, despite the fact that that's the matzah that we're in. And, of course, the pasuk says, Yeshua Hashem, keherifayim. Yeshua comes like the blink of an eye. And that's very, very important to recognize, that it could be at the very end. It could seem that the cherev chodo is mulach al tzavoro. It could seem that it's beyond repair. It could seem that according to all laws of nature, nothing can happen. But Yeshua Hashem, terrifying, like the blink of an eye. The blink of an eye, it could be, it's all over. Everything changes. Everything turns upside down. That whole Teva HaMeduma, Teva HaMechuna, or HaMechuna Teva, the whole thing, just not there anymore. Hashem controls everything. And I think if we take this lesson out of the Hanukkah message, that we infuse ourselves with this conviction that Hashem controls everything, and there's nothing that's impossible for Him. There's nothing that's even difficult for Him, and we therefore have to be very careful, vigilant, not to allow the apparent teva, which creates sort of a sense of the cards are stacked against us. This can't possibly happen. This is too radical. This is too remote. This is too unrealistic. This is against all the laws of nature. I have to leave that concept, because a Kodesh Baruch Hu controls everything. And to the Baal Bitochin, there is a different teva in the world. If there is a teva in this world, it's the teva that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not disappoint the Baal Bitochot. To the degree, we quote from the Chofetz Chaim all the time, to the degree that we can muster a true Bitochot in Hashem that emulates from an appreciation of His Chesed and Rachamim, it's to that degree that we actually influence that which is going to happen in our lives. So we have to, especially Hanukkah time, as we light and look at the menorah, to appreciate the fact that there's no real teva. The Kodesh Baruch Hu controls the whole teva. And never to allow the existence or the alleged existence of teva to interfere with our ability to rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that He can and that He wants to, and there's such a that He will help us out through all of life's difficulties.